2018 Mutual Theme, Peace in Christ. Learn of me and listen to my words. Walk in the meekness of my spirit, and you shall have peace in me. Doctrine and Covenants 19, verse 23. No matter your circumstances, you can always find peace in Jesus Christ. By the Young Women and Young Men General Presidencies. In a world filled with commotion, competing ideals, temptations, and confusing philosophies, finding peace is not always easy. But the Savior's promise found in Doctrine and Covenants 19, verse 23, the 2018 Mutual Theme, provides a certain path to peace. Learn of me and listen to my words. Walk in the meekness of my spirit, and you shall have peace in me. As the Young Women and Young Men General Presidencies, we testify that is true. We have seen it in our own lives. And if you follow this pattern, God will fulfill His promise of peace in your life as well. Many of you may feel anxious and concerned about what the future holds for you. Many of you wonder about your looks, your abilities, your potential. But no matter what you face, you can find peace. That doesn't mean all those questions or concerns will immediately vanish, but you can feel the quiet assurance that things will work out. Most importantly, you can feel the love of Jesus Christ for you personally, and that brings great peace. Let's talk about each of the elements of this verse. Learn of me. Coming to know Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ is a critical part of your life journey. The Lord said, "This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." John 17, verse 3. As you come to know Christ better, you can understand how good, wise, kind, and loving He is. Your faith in Him will grow, and you'll have a greater desire to follow Him and Heavenly Father. Listen to my words. Jesus Christ speaks to us through the Scriptures, living prophets, and the Holy Ghost. We need to feast on, ponder, and apply these words in our life. In your study of the Savior's words, focus on the Book of Mormon, because it is the most correct of any book on earth and the keystone of our religion, taught Joseph Smith. And a man would get nearer to God by abiding by its precepts than by any other book. President Thomas S. Monson's powerful invitation in the April 2017 General Conference for us to read the Book of Mormon every day will help us listen to and understand the words of Christ. Walk in the meekness of my spirit. Listening to the Savior's words only begins to change us when we're willing to obey them. This requires meekness on our part. It requires us to give up our own way and walk in His way. Sometimes we think our way is better, but when we are meek and follow Him wherever He leads us, we will always be on the best path. You shall have peace in me. This is the great promise. If you will do these three things, learn, listen, and walk with the Savior, you will have peace in your life. You will have the assurance that God is by your side and that He will watch over you despite any fears, uncertainties, or weaknesses you may have. You can have confidence, not just in yourself, but also in Jesus Christ and His love and power. We invite all the youth of the church to memorize this verse. Use it as a guide in your life. When the mists of darkness swirl about you and seem overwhelming, you'll be able to bring this verse to mind, follow its pattern, and anchor yourself to the sure and certain foundation of Jesus Christ. End of the article, Peace in Christ, read by Scott Christopher.